The president and CEO of the Better Business Bureau is Steve Burness. Good morning, Steve. It's homecoming time, and the scammers and shady businesses are exploiting it, aren't they?
Yes. Good morning, Bob. Thanks again for having me today. Yes, homecoming season always comes with the scams. It's a perennial problem. We just want parents and students to be aware of these things. It's really happening. It's happening all over Northern Illinois. We want them to be aware of it. And a couple things happen is you have these, you know, limo letdowns where these companies promise luxury transportation, only to find out they're actually not a limo company or just a private firm, and they have terrible reviews, and they don't show up. And then there's fake clothing sites, and people say, does that happen a lot? It does, because people are looking for a cheaper alternative to an expensive dress at the local stores. They go online, and they see these dresses. Some come from China, and they're, you know, counterfeits, and some don't get them at all. So be very careful buying online. And it's pop-up retailers. Anytime you're looking for last-minute things, you can run into a fake organization or a bad business. So make sure you do your research on them, and you don't want to be disappointed on an important day like that.
Good way to do research is to go to the Better Business Bureau site, BBB.org. Let's talk about something that happened, let's see, in Will County and also in Mount Prospect. And were these similar scams, basically, where supposedly you had outstanding fees that were trying to be collected?
Yeah, especially in Will County, that people are getting calls. They missed jury duty, and they sound very aggressive and saying, okay, you got to pay the fine or you're going to get arrested today. So it kind of puts the fear into the people to do something. And anytime you get a call from a governmental agency, or you think it's a government agency, they don't do that. They don't demand payment on the phone or that you will be arrested. And I think consumers don't realize they should not fall for those types of scams. And caller ID can be blocked and also manipulated. So make sure that, you know, just because it says the Will County Sheriff's, it does not mean it's coming from them. Do your own research. But again, Bob, the tip-off to the rip-off is anybody demanding payment 30 minutes or less, that's a scam.
A Portage Park woman was scammed out of more than $20,000 recently. This all started with a pop-up message, didn't it?
Yes, it started with a little pop-up message. She thought it was her computer talking to her, so she didn't even realize it was a message, and basically saying that there was something wrong with her computer and that there's a virus on it and they have to do something about it. And it came up and said it's Microsoft support. So she thinks that she's calling Microsoft support because she's not realizing this is just an ad. But it's really, they kept taking more and more money from her to withdraw the cash in order to take care of this computer issues that she had on her computer. And unfortunately, she just kept doing it until she ran out of money and realized that she was duped in some way. But they told she had a virus, and there was that she was in, she was her computer showed that she used it to use gambling sites, child pornography sites. So they kind of throw everything in, Bob, to make this, put the fear in you. They got to do something to correct it because she was innocent, she said. And unfortunately, she had money available, and she gave it to them.
Next week is a day that is being called National Preparedness Day. What are we supposed to be aware of for this day, Steve?
Well, I think that nobody thinks about disasters or, you know, emergencies that appear all the time for consumers and everybody, so including older adults. That's why having a plan and knowing how to spot a disaster, you know, is so important and vital important to you and your family. There's many websites that have information on preparedness for the national emergencies, and you know, Federal Trade Commission has a great site. It kind of goes, walks you through the things that you should do with your family in preventing, you know, when, after disaster strikes, because it can happen at any time, as you know, weather emergencies as well, and any type of disaster in your community. There's a lot of great resources. A lot of people take the time after when they should look ahead of time to avoid these disasters. So September is a great month to think about this and work on a plan with your family to prevent any problems after disaster strikes.
And it's always a good time to remind people about these various phishing scams, the email phishing attempts. Steve, you hear about that all the time, don't you?
We do, and Bob, it's increasing. It's been increasing since the pandemic because everybody's online, and really, it's really, truly, Bob, it's a form of identity theft. They're trying to either steal information from you about you or your information, your personal information, or they're trying to put spam or malware on your computer. And so many times consumers don't realize by clicking on a simple link that you don't know where it's going, it can put spam malware on your computer and your phone, depending on what device you're using. So it's best not to click on any links. If it's sent to you unknowingly, do the research on it. Government doesn't send out links saying you got to click here and you'll get your Social Security number has been stopped or driver's license and the tollway ones you've seen recently. It's all a form of phishing in a way to get you to click on the link to become a victim of identity theft. And it happens not only to consumers, Bob, but also the business community. As I mentioned before, there was a law firm that had to pay $1 million to unlock their computers to get their files back because the scammer was able to go in there. And the only thing, the receptionist clicked on one link, brought the company down to its knees on that situation. So be very careful getting an email, especially if you owe money or they want you to do something quickly, Bob. In 30 minutes or less, that's a tip-off to the rip-off, Bob.
Well, like you say, only for pizza, 30 minutes or less.
Right.
Scary stuff.
Exactly.
Steve Burness, thank you. Talk to you next week.
Have a great day, Bob.
You too.